Okay. Just take a drink. Where is everybody? 115? Okay, let's begin. Let me get the Schneider there. Okay, we left off yesterday. We had a difficulty in the Rambam, right? So the Gemara, thank you, Svi. The Gemara has on Lamed Hamid Beis. The Gemara said that there's a machlokes tanoim between Beshamai Besilo about Demai. Esrog Shal Demai. So Beshamai said it was good. Besilo said it wasn't good. Yes? What was the theory in the Gemara? The theory in the Gemara was because a guy could be mafker his property. So since a guy could be mafker his property, you can make yourself into an ani, and the din of demai can be eaten by anim and achsanoi. So go ahead, let's begin that taisvus. D boy, go ahead, Avram, read the taisvus. D boy, what? D boy. Right. Period. So what does that mean? He says you don't really need that reasoning because why? Because you could give over the food to who? To the Ani himself. You could give over Demai to an Ani, so why do you have to come on to say that in theory, I can make myself an ani. I can give the food directly to an ani. So Tosfos says that the Gemara really didn't need this reasoning. And he quotes you another Gemara in Shas that says the same thing. Go ahead. Who the Kavase?
The
Fanin. Shabbos Tavkuchov Zion. Go ahead. Right. So the Gemara says you had to move, you have a warehouse, you want to move out certain things because you need the space. So the Gemara says it's mutter because you need the Tzorach Makomo. It's not considered to be a problem of muksa because you need a place where it is. So you're allowed to clear it out. Go ahead, Uda Parich, the Gemara. Right, so the Gemara says, Demai is not chazi for you. So the Gemara answers that, Lemaisa, if you want, you can be mafka the guy's property. Go ahead, Vahave. So he says that in that Gemara also you could have said what? In that Gemara also you could have said the same thing. The reason why I can clear out the Demai is because why? Is because an Ani is allowed to what? An Ani is allowed to eat Demai. So why do you have to come out in the Migu? So it's the same thing. He points out two Gemaras and Shas that the Migu is really not necessary to be said. Okay? Finish up the Taisus. However, there's a third Gemara. Go ahead, Abayi. What's the din that we do erev tchum and erev chatzeres with demai? Mefarsh b'gemara. So what does that mean? It says in the Mishnah, you do erev tchum and erev chatzeres. You do it with what? You do it with demai. Why does it say over there? Because you could become an ani by being mafker all your property. So there the Gemara actually says it, right? And the Gemara needs to say it. Why? Nicha hasam.
Hasam and nicha di sarkla utama. The ashva afilo kesempus. The poly galisal betrima vaha lo poly.
So what's the answer? The answer is that there's a machlokes tanoim. Can you use truma for Yisrael for Erev Tchum and Erev Chatzeres? Chum say it's fine, and Sukkah says it's not fine. Because what is Sukkah's opinion? That you yourself have to have the ability to eat the thing right now. Not based on the principles of Migu, but based on the ability to eat it now. And therefore, Sumcha says, Lamaisa, he argues and he says, because Sumcha does not allow Yisrael the Truma, but he allows what? Allows Demai. Why does he allow Demai? He allows Demai because you could become an Ani. You yourself could be an Ani. Sumcha doesn't rely on the fact that someone else could eat the thing. You yourself have to be able to eat it. So Sumcha holds of the Migu, so by Demai it's fine. But there is no concept of what Migu that helps you out by Truma. You can't poof become a Kohen. So therefore, Sukkah says Truma for Yisrael is bad. So when the Gemara there says the Migu, the Gemara meant the Migu. It wasn't just a theoretical reason you could give it over, because Sukkos doesn't buy that. Sukkos doesn't buy that you could just give it over to someone. Okay? So therefore, in that Gemara, when the Gemara says Migu, it meant Migu. In this Gemara, in our Gemara, in the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara did not have to come on to Migu because you could have just given it over there. The reason why the Gemara said Migu over there, because Sukkos needs the Migu. Because Sukkos requires the guy himself that the Erev Tchum and Erev Chazon is being made for, he has to be able to eat the what? He has to be able to eat the Demai. The Migu gets you that ability. A Yisrael cannot eat Trum ever, so therefore that's why Sukkos argues on it. Why did the Chum allow Truma with a Kohen?
Because
they can give it. Chum and buy that theory. Sukkos doesn't buy that theory. Okay. Now this leads us to the Rambam. The Rambam, in Perikhes Halacha Beis, in Hilchos Erevin, in Hilchos Luluf, points out very simply that Esrog of Truma Tahara, what's the din? You are Yotze. You are Yotze. He says, Beferish, you're Yotze. Okay? Yeah, what does the Rambam say? Rambam is in Perikhes Halacha Beis in Hilchos Luluf. So the Rambam says in Perikhes Halacha Beis, the Rambam says the following. It says, Esrog shalor shal truma tmeh v'shal tev apostol shal demai kosher she efshir she yafkir nechas of ye'ani shemutal lechaz al demai Esrog shal truma tahora shal maishir shin v'shalan l'yitol shem yachshir l'tumim natal kosher. So when the Rambam talks about truma tahora, what does he say? Esrog of truma tahora, he says, v'feirish, it's kosher. And why does he say demai is kosher? Because he gives you a svar of migu. So what emerges from the Rambam is that why is Esrog shel demai good? Because of what? Because you can make yourself a what? You can make yourself an ani. But by Truma Tahara, he doesn't say that. So it must be, let's get it down. It must be it's Mefurish in the Rambam, right? That he's cholik on the sheet of Tosis. Why does the Rambam say Truma Tahara is good? Because why? Because you can give it over to Kohanim. But when it comes to Demai, what does the Rambam say? Ram comes down to the Migu. What does Tosis say? Why is Truma Tahara good in the end of the day? Because you could give it to a Kohen. So let's crystallize the Machloikis. If we crystallize the Machloikis, it is, why is Truma Lamaisa Tahora good? Why is Truma Tahora good? So Truma Tahora good, according to the Rambam, is good because you give it to a Kohen. Yes? Why is Truma Tahora good? Alach Lamaisa? So this is the Machloikis. You see, Beferish. Tosis is Truma Tahora. The Rambam says without that special reasoning. So it's Masha Truma Torah is good mitzad what? It's mutal kohanim. But when it comes to demai, what does he say? You have to come out of the hefker. Tosis says you don't have to come out of that. Tosis says you can just give it to another ani. So crystallize the machloikis. Can you say the svar of giving it to an ani to legitimatize why esok shel demai is good or not? Can you use that svar or not? So the Rambam says you cannot, right? The Rambam says, Allah l'mais, you cannot. That's why he comes down to the Migu. And Tosis says, you could. Because when the Gemara says Migu, l'maisa, when the Gemara says Migu, it didn't really have to come on to the Migu. Okay? So we got that clear. Let's write it on the board so we get it 100% clear. Okay? Let's write it on the board. According to what? The Nekudas of Machloikis is by Demai. Demai is definitely kosher. The Shail is why. So the way the Rambam says it, is because of what? Migu. According to Tosis, what does Tosis say it is? Tosis says it's good because why? You could give it to an ani. No saying, la'ani. So we want to be masber what this machlekes is all about. Does everyone got it, how we derived it? Okay? What's the nekudas of machlekes? So the Rav said the following. I want you to get this down. The Rav said, very beautiful hesber. He said, if you look closely in the Rambam, the Rambam in Perek Yudal Hilchos Ma'aseh Halacha Yud Aleph writes as follows: Mutal Hachlas Anim Es Aorchim Tamai Esarach Lodian Va'Ani Va'Orach Im Rotz L'Sakin Maskinin. Meaning, the way the Rambam formulates it is very strange. It seems from the Rambam that there really is an Isser for an Ani to eat Tamai also, but they just made a Heter L'Ma'aseh. It was like a Nidchet. It was like Nidchet. It was like a Dechuya. Like Shabbos exists. Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. But really, the way the Rambam writes it is that really an ani, there was a special heter given to an ani. There's an isser demai even to anim, but they're allowed to eat it without misakin isser. But you really should notify them, because if they want to be misakin, let them do it. Like, give them the choice. Now, if it's totally a hutcha, why would you need to do that? You don't need to notify them of anything. Whatever the whole gzera didn't apply to anin. So what's the shaila? It's a double portion. So the way the Rama formulates it, the Rav wanted to say, is you see very clearly that what? That there is an isser, in fact, to what? There is an isser, in fact, to have demai even for an ani, but they give a special heter, which is much different than truma. Truma to hire a maker adin is mutal kohanim, without even batting an eyelash. And therefore, since it's mamish hutra lamaisa, that's why the Rambam says that svara alone is enough. Truma tahara is kosher by an esrog because you give it directly to the kohen. That's kamamish mutter. So the heter achila doesn't have to be by you. You can give it to another guy. But by demai, the reason why the Rambam has to come out of the migu is because the bottom line is it's not really mutter achila even to an ani. There's just a heter lamaisa based on what? There's a heter based on the fact that he's an ani, so we allow it. So the same thing, if a guy's not an ani, lamaisa, the only way that you're going to be able to get out of that isser is to come on to what is come on to the migu to be maksharit. Because the whole thing is a dhiyat. It's not a hutra mikara like truma tahara. So that's why the Rambam views halakha lamaisa, that's why the Rambam makes a distinction between truma and demai. Now, how would you plug in taisvus? How would you plug in taisvus based on what the Rav laid out? So you could say, Tosus could say one of two things, right? Tosus could say that what? Demai is what? Is also a hutra. It's not a dechuya. It's completely mutter to anim, and therefore you can give it straight to them. Exactly. It's heter mikara. That's one way you could say it. That's one way that you definitely could say it. Halacha lamaisa. Or, which is a little bit more mechudish to say, that maybe you could say for Taisvus, is that Taisvus is of the opinion, Taisvus is of the opinion that lamaisa, when it comes to what? When it comes to the concept of the demai, I mean, the other way of saying is that the heter achila doesn't have to be you yourself at all. It always could be, as long as someone can eat it, it's fine. And Taisus holds that really stark. So if truma can be eaten by a kohen, demai can be an ani, you look at the practical matter. At the end of the day, it's mutter for somebody, and that's all I look at. Okay? So those are two ways you could really plug in Taisus. Okay? So that's the first mahalach I want to suggest here on the Shita Saramba. Okay, everyone got that? Yes, go ahead, Adam.
The second way is saying looking at him and see is that because you can actually eat it.
Because it can be eaten by someone, correct. So I don't really care about who it is. Whether it's me or someone else, that's fine. And Taisa's bottom line, it can be eaten by someone. The Demai can be eaten by Anim. The Truma is eaten by Kohen, that's fine. So why the Gemara Samigu? It's just a backup thing. That's all. Okay? You don't have to be a solumdisha to say the first possibility was no, that he held that Demai was a complete hutcher. You follow me? You could just say he was talking on a very a base level, and that's all that he cared about, lamaisa. As long as it's practical and be eaten, that's fine. Okay? So that's the first mahalach I wanted you to get from the Rav, and the way we plug it in from the Taisus. Okay? Everyone got that? Avram, you got it? You got it down? Okay. Let's get to the second mahalach now. We learned on Amud Aleph that Taisus, we learned on Amud Aleph that the second Taisus in the middle, Tosus loved that cloud of Ketutim Ektash Yurid. You remember that? Tosus said that Esrog Shel Orlo should be possible based on Ketutim Ektash Yurid. Yes? You remember Tosus said that? That Esrog Shel Orlo should be a problem of Ketutim Ektash Yurid? Remember we said that? And Truma Tmeya, the mitzvahs that it should be burnt? Yeah? You remember that? Remember Tosus? We said Adam made an about face in the middle of Tosus. You know, he said he loves Ketutim Ektash Yurid, so why don't you turn around and say that should be the reason why everything should be a problem, right? Remember, that's what Taisus said. The first part of Taisus was asking why you need to come on to what Ketutim Ektash Yurid. Remember that? You could just say what? You could just say it's a din mamon. Remember we asked that? But now that we learn, we say Ketutim Ektash Yurid only passes Yontif Sheni, so I love that reasoning so much, let it passel everything. So what was Taisus? That was Taisus Kasha. So what do you see from the Taisus Kasha? That Ketutim Ektash Yurid applies to what? All things that are going to be burnt. No doubt. All things that are going to be burnt, Taisus says. Okay? Taisus says all things that are going to be burnt. Okay? That's Taisus Kasha. I mean, so Taisus obviously assuming that it can be burnt up, and therefore, what do you need the reason of Heter Achila? So in a Hanami. So Taisus basically, end of the day, said in a Hanami, we say Ketutim Ektash Yurid, everything was just brought up as a machloikis to come up with a nafgamini. Remember that? Maisha Sheni Chutzis Shalayim? But remember, we always say when the Rishonim have a kasha How do you investigate the teretz? Does the teretz break the premise or not? So in this teretz, the premise remained that ketut demechlis shir can be set across the board. So please get that down. Taisa says you could say ketut demechlis shir about anything that's going to be burnt, not just ashera, but not just ashera in idachas, but even what, even orla. So if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam Pirik Yud Zayin Hilchas Shabbos Loch Yud Beis Loch Yud Gimel says I disagree with you. The Rambam says the scope of ketut demechlis shir is limited only to what. To Asherah near Nidachas. Does not apply to the other Sreifas. Okay? And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said as follows, the Rav's father, said a very interesting shot. He said that the Rambam is of the opinion that the Pasuk says in the Chumash, Lo Yidbuk Biyadcha Me'uma Men Acherim. Hashem wants to have nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. So there's like a Cherim. You know what a cherem is? Like an excommunication on Avodah Zarah. Hashem doesn't want you anything near Avodah Zarah, or Nidachas, Asherah, nothing. So therefore, Isuri Anav, cherem, there's a din of Ketut Emechta Shiure. And even though Halach Lamaisa, that usually by Isuri Anav, most Rishonim say by Isuri Anav, there's no Hakna, but Reb Chaim held there was, Rabbeinu Tam held like that, Sanhedrin Daf Pei, that there is Chiyu by Isuri Anav. Remember we said most Rishonim said he cannot make any Kinyanim on Isuri Anav. But there is one Rishon, the Rabbeinu Tam, there's also Rivash, Rashban, two places, also says it. But Reb Chaim is of that opinion. Maybe Yisuri Anah could have Kinyanim. But when it comes to what? That's Shari Yisuri Anah. That's only Shari Yisuri. Even Reb Chaim is Moda that there are no Kinyanim on Yisuri Anah of Cherim. What are Yisuri Anah of Cherim? Avodah Zarah near Nidachas. Avodah Zarah of Cherim, they have no Kinyanim at all. And on that you can say the Allah of what? You can't sell it, you can't make a Kaddish woman. And that we could say the Allah is what? Ketut Emechta Shiri. Excellent. But other what? Other types of what? Other types of Yisuri Anah, like Orla or Truma Tzmeya, there's no way you're going to say Ketut Emechta Shiri. Because there's no Din Cherim on it. You follow me? Whereas Tosfos argues and says no. Ketut Emechta Shiri is a Din in what? Ketut Emechta Shiri is a Din in anything that's going to be burnt. And Tosfos Taka applies it to what? Esrog shel Orla as well. And Esrog shel Truma Tmeya, Lamaisa is anything Lamaisa. Esrog shel Orla, you definitely could say it. He pointed that out. Okay, and that's what he stuck with in the Maskanas of Gemara. Okay? So you got that. Chlor also said Truma Tmeya as well. Both. Both reasons. So it comes out to be a fundamental machlokes. Now I want to add on, whenever there's a Din Cherim, Beis Din gets involved. And it's considered like an ownership of Beis Din, they have to get rid of the thing. And by Asherah and by Eir Nidachas, Beis Din is mechuyev to destroy something. It's not like Chametz and Orla that Beis Din has no chuyev to destroy it. And if you look in the Girsa of the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah had a Girsa that even by other Yisrael, you say Ketut Emechta Shiurim against what we're saying. So I want you to get that down. Magen Mishnah did have a Girsa in the Rambam that by other Yisrael, you do say Ketut Emechta Shiurim. But that's against the Shulchan Aruch. Because what does Shulchan Aruch say in Orach Chaim? I gave it to you. Simon Shin Samach Gimel Siftet Zion. What does he say? He says what? He says when you have a kura, in the case of a mavui, what if the kura is made of an asherah? What did he say? Exactly, but he only said asherah. He didn't say anything else. He only says ketut demech shiur by what? By avodah zarah, by asherah. So the Rambam, the Mechaber seems to go well with what the Rav's father is being masber the Rambam. I want you to get that. Okay? Against the Magen Mishnah.
What else?
I don't know, you could give a lot of other examples of Isuri Hana, Orla, yeah. Not Orla, but Kiloi Kerem. Let's say you take Ur Kurushal Kiloi Kerem, a mixture of grapes and wheat. Why didn't the Mechaber give that example? Okay? So maybe the Mechaber is going with this Mahalat that Ketut Emechta Shiur is limited only in the midst of what? Limited only in the midst of Kerem, which is Asher and Irini Dachas. So it comes out to be a fundamental Mechaber's Taisis. On Laman Heyam and Aleph against the Rambam as to the scope of Ketut Demech Shiur according to the Rav's father. Yes, Adam.
Where does this machlokas stem from? Like, where does the Rambam get this idea that it's only limited to Avodah Zarah and Yerim Dachas?
Because that's what he wants to say. He wants to say it's a function of this notion of pulverizing it virtually. It's only by something that's a chiyuv of Beis Din has to totally eradicate and get rid of. That motivation that you say halakhically, it's like the thing doesn't exist, only makes sense if it's by an inyan of Avodah Zarah. That was the Rav wanted to be mechadesh based on that pasuk. And the Tosfos is less conceptual. He just says, there's a mitzvah of Sreifa, then just say it. What's the difference? If you have to, it's like kol omid lisof kesarif tami. We actually said that even if you hold with an Ksarav Dami, we'll say Ketut Demek Shir by something that requires a what? A Shir. You remember that? Very good. Excellent. Okay? So that's the second Mahalach I want you to get. Okay? You got that? Machlekes Ramam Tosfos. That's the second Mahalach of the Ruf. Okay? Third Mahalach now. Let's get it. Third Mahalach. Tosfos made a comment on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. What was his comment? His comment was that Esrog of Truma Tmeya, the mitzvah is Besreifa. Yes? The mitzvah is Besreifa. So the Rav pointed out, okay, that's fine. Tosfos says Ketut Demekshir on that. If you look in the Rambam would say completely the opposite. And I want you to get why. The Rambam is of the opinion that the requirement to burn Truma Tmeya is not at all a mitzvah of Sreifa like the other mitzvah of Sreifas. The Gemara comments in Shabbos, I'm going to read you the Gemara. Damar of Nachman Amar Rabba Baravu, Shabbos Chafei Amar Aleph. Damar of Nachman Amar Rabba Baravu, Amar Krav, Ani Nei Nesati Lecham Shmirsh Trumasi, Vishay Truma Sarkasa Medaber, Achas Truma Tahira, Vachas Truma Tmeya, Vamar Rachman Lechosho Chahu, Tachas Tlasika, Tachas Tafshi Lecha. It's Masha from the Gemara that the Din Hana and Truma Tmeya, Vishasre Fasa, is what? What's the halacha? The halacha is that you're allowed to what? You're allowed to get hana from the fuel. Yes, we learned that. Yeah? We learned that. Didn't the Gemara say it beferish? Gemara by us quoted it. No? Didn't the Gemara quote it beferish by us, by Masika Tachas Tavshilo? Or was that Tosis that said it? No, the Gemara said it. Hare Masika Tachas Tavshilo. Remember it had that lashon? You're allowed to get benefit from it. So the Rav said the following. I want you to get this. The Rav said, it's not the fact that what? It's not the fact that the Hana of Truma Tmeya B'Shasrei Fasa is not a heter. It's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in burning the Truma Tmeya. And the mitzvah of Truma Tahara, what's the mitzvah of Truma Tahara? It's to eat it. Who eats it? The Kohanim. What's the mitzvah of Truma Tmeya?
Right.
That the No, I want you to get it. No. The mitzvah of Truma Tmeya is that the Kohanim should be Nene B'Shasrei Fasa. The mitzvah is that the Kohanim should be Nene B'Shasrei Fasa. If you look in the Rambam in Truma's Pirik Beis Halacha Yadalit, the Rambam is an amazing lashon. He says Truma Lakoin Biat Bein Tahora Bein Tmeya Chulei Har Zechayv LaHafrish V'Mena Truma Bituma V'Litna Lakoin HaTahora Nechelos Lakoanim VaTmeya Yenu B'Srei Fasa. What's it mashma that there's a mitzvah Schefs of Truma Tmeya that the Kohanim should be Nene from the Sreifa. The way the Rambam formulates the mitzvah of Sreifa is that Sreifa is a means in which the Kohanim can be Nene. You follow me? It's not like you're viewing Sreifa as a destructive act that I have to get rid of it. Like by Orla, you know what I'm saying? Or even by Erin Nidakas, by Asher for sure. But here, it's the way that the Kohanim should be Nene from the mitzvah of what? The mitzvah of Truma Tmei. See how he turns around about face? It's not like you view the Sreifa as a destruction. This is the way that you are directed in which, in order to what? To derive benefit. So since this is the way you're able to derive benefit, obviously what? Ketutim Echtashuri will what? Will not apply. Because according to the Rambam's theory, Rav Moshe of Soloveitchik's theory, when does Ketutim Echtashuri apply?
Only by
Ibud, things of destruction. Namely destruction like what?
Like
Sreifa Shal Ibud, right? Like Avodah Zarah or what? Avodah Zarah, what else? Or Erin Nidachas, and even according to Tosfos Lamaisa, Tosfos applied it to other things, right? Like Orla and Truma Tmeya. The Rambam says I would never think of even applying the Truma Tmeya. See, I don't apply it to Orla because why? Because Orla, there's no din cheirim on it. Why don't I apply it to Truma Tmeya? Because I don't even view it as a destruction. It's just a vehicle in which a coin can get hana from Truma Tmeya. So Truma Tmeya, the hana b'shasreif is a kima mitzvah. It's not a shreif of destruction. So you never say Ketut Demekshir unless it's a what? Unless it's a Sreif of Ibud. This is not a Sreif of Ibud. It's a Meiridike answer. No? Yes, Adam?
But then where does Orla fit in? Because Orla is like neither. It's like kind of in the middle.
Well, according to the Rav, in the Rambam, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, it has to be Ibud to say it. So Orla is not Ibud.
Orla isn't Ibud in the same mitzvah either.
So exactly, but you still don't say it. You see, according to the Rav's shot in the Rambam, Truma Tmeya doesn't even make the what? Truma Tmeya shouldn't even make the pool. Because, you know, I mean, it's not an inning of destruction at all. Oral is an inning of destruction, but it's not a destruction of Cheirim.
And Tosfos would say,
Tosfos says by all three. All three, he says it. He says it by your Nidachas, and Ashera. He says it by Orla, and he says it by what? Truma Tmei. I want you to get it all down. Okay? So basically, this is all, it's not like a third Mahalach. It's all like part of the second Mahalach. That's the way the Rav wanted to say pshat in the Rambam. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say?
What's the din in challah?
What'd you say?
When somebody makes bread and they have to take a challah, when they say, not like nowadays, like in the time of Beis Hamikdash, when they made challah and you were, it says you have to take off challah from your dough, what do you do with that challah? Were you supposed to give it to a kohen?
Yeah, they give it to a kohen.
So nowadays,
we burn it.
Because everyone's coming?
Yeah, that, or also because they're not yuchsim, Kohen Chazaka.
So then shouldn't we give our challah to the Kohen and then let them burn it?
No, because there's no specific din in the Chumash that you have to burn challah tmeya. Right, it seems like truma tmeya, yeah. Even though challah for certain areas does have a din truma, it's a good kasha, but lamaisa, yeah, it's just a chumra, that's what we do, okay? It's not a real din sreifa, yeah, because we don't want to eat it, for a mikshel. Okay, all right. So that's this mahalach. Let's finish. I want to do another mahalach now, third mahalach from the Rav, and then we got to get to the rest of the Tais and the rest of the mahalachim. Okay. Rashi makes a comment here on Lamed Hamid Beis. What's Rashi's comment here on Lamed Hamid Beis? Dibra Maskil Hare. Rashi makes a comment here. He says, Laman Damra Machshira. You see that Rashi says? You see where he says Machshira? Go ahead, Avram. Read the word Machshira. Yeah, Machshira the what?
Rashi.
Yeah, when he says Meiser's boy Shimur. See where Rashi says this? On Lamed Hayim Beis. Rashi says Meiser requires Shimur.
Should I read Rashi Dibramaska
Shem Machshira? Yeah, that's the Rashi Dibramaska Hare. You got it, Hare? No, I want to see the one where he says about Meister, the Meister, no, Hari Makshira, down towards the bottom. Hari Makshira, Meister Sheni Nami. In the Gemara, you see the Gemara there?
Aye, Hari Makshira.
Yeah, read the Gemara there. So Meister Sheni.
Shall Meister Sheni Birshlayan.
Right, Laman Damar.
Laman Damar Mikdash Makshira, Hari Makshira.
Ah, how are you Makshirid? How are you, Machshirid? Because why?
Meister Sheni can't be.
It's also regarding Truma, and you're going to get it wet, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. So it's also regarding Truma to Meister Sheni. Excellent. Go ahead. Because you're destroying it with the Mishra Shadayim, and it's also destroyed Meister what? It's also destroying Meister Sheni. Finish the Gemara. Imnatal.
Imnatal Shera.
Go ahead. Right, because why? Because even though the Meiser Meir holds Meiser Sheni Mamu Gavo, but it's mutter to eat in Yerushalayim, right? Yeah. So if you hold Heter Achila, everyone holds it's good. Go ahead, Laman Damar. Because he holds what Meiser Sheni's Mamu Hedjin, and it's good as a Din Mamu. According to Meir, it would be possible. So our Mishnah is going like who? Like the Chachamim. Yeah. Okay. Read Rashi. Hare Machshira.
Hare Machshira. Meiser Sheni Bayishimur.
Excellent. So Rashi says Meiser Sheni requires what? Shimur. So let's get this down. Rashi says Meiser Sheni requires Shimur because it's called Kodesh. Please get that down. Meiser Sheni is called Kodesh. So since Meiser Sheni is called Kodesh, it requires Shimur. Yes? So Avram and Adam asked me a great question. Why does Meiser Sheni not appear in the Mishnah? Meiser Rishon. You know why Meiser Rishon doesn't appear in the Mishnah? Because Meiser Rishon can be eaten even Betumah. There's no requirement of Shimur. Gemara says Beferish can meet even Betumah. So why don't you get that down? Meiser Sheni is called Kodesh. Meiser Rishon is never called Kodesh. And that's why Lechachila, you could take an Esrog of Meiser Rishon. If it's a Levi, and if you buy Tosas theory, even Yisrael could do it because why? A Levi could eat it, right? Yeah, you always have that Heter Achila. So that's for sure okay. Meiser Rishon is for sure okay. I want you to get that down. It's a good question. But that's the answer. Meiser Rishon is never a problem because it can meet Betumah, and you could also give it over to a Levi. Okay? But Rashi writes clearly, please get it down, the Meiser Sheni is called Kodesh. If you look, it's a little bit of a Pella. So why is there no Lav? Why is there no Lav to be Metame Meiser Sheni if it's called Kodesh? It says, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. There's an Isra Lav to be Metame Kachim. Why is there no Isra Lav to be Metame Meiser Sheni? You got that, Kasha? Again, Maisha Sheni is called Kodesh, like Korbanos. Just like there's an Nisim Tami Korbanos, why is there no Nisim Tami Maisha Sheni? So, in order to answer this Kasha, what's the din by Shvis? Didn't appear in our mission. What does the mission say later on? Alam etesem and aleph. Are you yotze with an esrog of shviz?
Yes.
Yes. You know what shviz is? Kedusha shviz. The perish shviz. The perish shviz is a heter to eat them. In fact, there's a machleis ramen and rabbah whether it's a mitzvah to eat them. Yes. It's a mitzvah to eat them. You follow me? So according to the Rambam, what do you see according to the Rambam? You see according to the Rambam that the lamaisa. Not according to Rami. See from the Mishnayos that Esrog B'Shviz is good. Now let me ask you a question. Why don't we ask for that? Because you're not allowed to be Mafsik Shviz. There's an issue to be Mafsik Perish Shviz. You can't throw Perish Shviz around. You have to put the peels away in the garbage nicely. It's a mitzvah, maybe even eat them. Why is the Gemara always say Mafsid, Mafsid by Moshe Sheni? It said it by Truma Torah. And all of a sudden by Shviz, it's totally fine to take the Esrog B'Shviz. Why? Why is there no problem of what Shviz? It's a great kasha. Why don't you ask her? Because perish shviz is at aser behefsid ibud. So what's the answer? Get it down. Because Rashi says Maisha Sheni is called Kodesh. So there's a chiyuv of shomerin. Amachshash is going to destroy it or metame it. Perish shviz is never called Kodesh. Perish shviz is never called Kodesh, said the Rav. Therefore there's no chiyuv shmirin. And therefore you're not chayiv to be choshish. Maybe it's going to come to a hefsid. Only hefsid be a dime in this shviz. You're not allowed to take shviz and smash it on the ground. But to create a whole thing that, oh, I might mess it up, achshash, that we don't have. Because perish shviz is not called kodesh. Therefore, it's mutter for nesu to be taken like achila for mitzvah netilah. You got me? So my shesheni is called kodesh, perish shviz is not. But Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, I want you to get this, that if you look in the Rambam, and I gave you the two Rambams, in Perek Yud Chesel, Chos Psuya HaMikdoshin, Halachi Yud Beis, and Perek Yud Beis Nuchos Trumas Aloch Aleph, he never once mentions the Rambam ever. In those two places, he never once mentions the Isser de Mitame Kachim Benogei LaMaisa Sheni. He never says there's an Isser de Mitame Maisa Sheni. Never does he mention it. Please get that down. That's what Moshe Soloveitchik says in the Rambam. You got me, Adam? Please get that. Rashi says there's an Isser. Why does the Rambam not mention it? Rambam never mentions it. So Moshe Soloveitchik said differently than Rashi. The Rambam holds different than Rashi. Avra, please get it. Why do we say that what? Maisha Sheni, you're not allowed to do lechachila? Because there's an isser of what? That you might be, Maisha Sheni is called Kodesh, is a din shimur. So you can't be metame. Rambam says no. Rambam says different than Rashi. Get it down. Because it's a din of vos smuckle. You have to bring the Maisha Sheni to Yerushalayim. And by you what? Being mevatel it, you're mevatel the kiyum of havos smuckle. What's havos smuckle? Bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. There's a requirement of vos smuckle. The mitzvah of Vav Smokum Maisha Sheni is the getter of the Isser. So according to the Rambam, if I ask you, why lechachila can't you do Maisha Sheni? So according to the Rashi, it's because Maisha Sheni is Kodesh required. Shimer Kem Mimtame. According to the Rambam, what's the pshat? By you what? Being mafsidit or being machshirit, what are you doing? You're being mavatal at bringing it to Beis HaMikdash. You're being mavatal mokum. That's what he wants at Tanit. You're mavatal the kiyum of Vav Smokum to Maisha Sheni. Avos Mokum Maisha Sheni is the getter that did. Okay? You got me? So based on that now, this is the punchline. If you say like the Rambam, they don't have the kash from Shviz. Because by Shviz, there's no din of Avos Mokum. You don't bring Perish Shviz to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why there's not a problem of what? Of being a taking an Esrog of Shviz. So according to the beer in the Rambam, you don't have a kash from Shviz. According to Rashi, Lamaisa, you have to ask that kash, and the answer is because it's not called Kodesh. Maisha Sheni is called Kodesh. Shviz is not called Kodesh. So there's a Chiyuv Shimer on Maisha Sheni, not on Shviz. Whereas according to the Rambam, there's a Din of Asmakom by Maisha Sheni. There's no Din of Asmakom by Shviz. It has nothing to do with being called Kodesh. Okay, it's interesting. But it's very interesting to think about that because Maisha Sheni is called Kodesh. Maisha Rishon is never called Kodesh. Maisha Rishon can be eaten to tumor. Not Maisha Sheni. Okay? There is a Peladik of Pnei Yoshua in Psochem Lamaches, it's Mutter Bigorim Tumen of Maisha Sheni. The Minchasinich Mitzvahs Kuf Samach says, you're Mamish against the Gemara. Our Gemara says, Beferish, it's us to Bigorim Tumen of Maisha Sheni. It's a Beferish Gemara. How can the Pnei Yeshua say such a thing? But that's what the Minchasinich asks on the Pnei Yeshua. It's amazing Kasha. Okay? We got that, Chlor? Okay, that's the Mahalach I want you to get from the Rav on this Skiddish. Okay? All right, very good. So that comes out. You got it, Chlor? It's a very interesting thing. In Maisha Sheni, you think, oh, Sheni is always a lower level. Maisha Sheni is Kodesh. It's like that to Ravai. Maisha Rishon is not. Okay? Basharishin is not. Okay. All right, let's finish up now. We got to finish up. Let's finish up the two Taisasim, and then we got to go back to the previous Taisasim. We got a lot of Mahalchim to go. Let's go. We got to move. Machilin es anim. Go ahead. Avram.
Machilin es anim demai v'sachsanim demai.
Go ahead.
Mishnah beperkimot demai. Pligi begemara
Yerushalmi. Oh, there's 2 days in Yerushalmi. What's the 2 days in Yerushalmi? Go ahead.
Rabbi Yonah amar v'anim haverim v'achsania. Rabbi Yeshua saying parashasam shemim Yisrael.
So what does it mean? Rabbi Yonah says, "Domar anim chaverim." What's anim chaverim? What does anim chaverim mean? That they accept upon themselves they're going to be treated like a tamachochem. That they're not like an amaris. They went into a beisdin. Beisdin propped them up and treated them like a chaver. What does achsania mean? It means they're Jews. What is, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yonah. Okay. So basically, what that means is that what is that they were considered to be anim. That were tamadei chachamim. Not just any anim. And achsani meant Jewish soldiers. What does Rabbi Yossi say?
Rabbi Yossi amar, v'aniyem ha-mehar, zeyim ha-chsanya,
na-hu. Excellent. He says, no, we include any type of anim, even unlearned guys. And achsanya means even goyim. So I want you to get the chiddush of this. Please get it down. The chiddush is that Rashi says, if they're Jewish soldiers, what's the chiddush you're feeding them to my? You could be the biggest billionaire in the world, but if you're not in your home, if you're on the derech, you're considered to be like an ani. That's what Rashi says in Sokhan. An lamed hey and bez mas chachsanya. If you're not on the way, you're an ani. If you're not in your home, you're like an ani. So no matter what, a Jewish soldier can be given to my. I is a billionaire, but he's not in his home, so he's an ani. What does Tosfos say in Erev Yitzayin and Beis? He says we're talking about the quote to the day in Yerushalmi. Second day, you're goyim. What's the big deal about giving goyim? So what's the answer? Because you have a tevel is usually asur ba'ana. That's Taisha Shita. Taisha Shita is that tevel is usually asur ba'ana. Yeah? That's the Taisha we didn't learn yet on the first Taisha. Taisha assumed that tevel is asur ba'ana. Rashi said that tevel is mutter ba'ana. Rashi said that tevel is mutter ba'ana. You remember Rashi said that tevel is mutter ba'ana? If I ask you where Rashi said it was mutter ba'ana, Lamed Hayam and Alf, he says it's black on white. Look inside. Lamed Hayam and Alf in the middle. Underline that Rashi. Lamed Hayam and Alf 50 times. He writes black on white, it's mutter ba'ana. Tosfos assumes that the Rapasha tevel is asur ba'ana. So Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. But the bottom line is that what? Even though tevel is asur ba'ana, but it's suffic tevel. And therefore I'm paying off a debt. What am I paying off a debt? I have to sustain these soldiers. So even though it's asur ba'ana, but it's a suffic. And as Avram pointed out in Seder, Rov Amay Arts a Master in Hain anyway. So it's a strong rov. It's just a chash ba'alma. But the chiddush is I can do it. Now the Rama in the Perish Mishnayos in Demai, in Perikimel Mishnah, has a different mahalach. What's his mahalach? That it's to strengthen the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. Achnasas Orchim is not an easy mitzvah. Achnasas Orchim is not an easy mitzvah. Since Achnasas Orchim is not an easy mitzvah, you need strengthening with it. What's the strengthening with it? That you can what feed them with what demai? You have to take money like from your own food that's chulin. You can feed orchim with it. So it's to strengthen that. So that's what it means. Raman probably means Jewish orchim lemaisa. He's not working with the sheet of goyim. But the reason why there was a heter is because why? Is that even though they're not anim, the soldiers, but we want to strengthen the mitzvah of nas orchim. So since all things at the rabbanon, they were suspended the gzeira lemaisa legabi that din. Okay. So that's the chiddush you want to point out here. Halacha lemaisa. Okay, that's the chiddush that we have in the Rambam. Okay, next Taisus. Go ahead. What's the next Taisus say? Let's see the next Taisus. Go ahead, Avram. Lomar of Huna. Oh, the Stam Mishnah says Machin, like Basila. Go ahead. Yeah, what's the big chiddush? The Rav Huna has to identify that Beis Shammai argues. I don't care. We don't paskin like Beis Shammai. Who cares? Go ahead. Kidimishani. Uparif. So the Gemara says, are you allowed to get married if a boss comes out and says the husband's dead? Basil says you are, but Shammai says you're not. So what's the Chiddush? We pass on lacha bes kibisil. What's he currently mechadish to me? Right? So why the Stam Mishnah says like that? So what's the chiddush? That if in the event you ever dig up a brisa that says ain masin, we don't rely on it. Whose shita is it? It's Beis Shammai. It's Beis Shammai. It's not the shita. And don't give me the shita that it's what? That's ain mashkichin. You know, you might have thought that there's the Aruch Lanier says in the end of Yevamos, maybe it's ain mashkichin bebaskol. You know, it says if you find it says it's in the brisa ain masin. So lomaisa. You know, we want to know that that's the shita Beis Shammai, and that's the shita. Okay. Now, why is it when we learn Lo B'Shamayim he? You don't. If the baskol comes out, you ignore it. So why do you trust the baskol here? So why don't you get down two approaches? One approach is from the Rebbe Chanan, the Kuntzish Diri Sofrim. He says that this was a baskol that just magala the metzias, that the guy's dead. They're not telling the baskol like one shita over the other. That's when you say Lo B'Shamayim he. You have to figure out how we paskin. But to reveal what the metzias is, that's fine. That's what the Rebbe Chanan writes in the Kuntzish Diri Sofrim. However, the Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnah says Baskol did not mean Baskol like we already think, all of Rashas, that a voice came out of Shemayim. Baskol meant they went to investigate the place, and they found what? What did they find? They found no one finding the guy is around at all. Okay? They knew the guy was there, and now he vanished. Right? So, therefore, since they found no proof of him being alive, that's what Baskol means. It means rumors of people, and you can trust that. So he says it doesn't mean a Baskol, and he says that's what the Rambam really means in the Perush Mishnayos in the end of Yevamos. You look in the Rambam mean that Baskol on a rational level. Didn't mean a voice came out from heaven. It meant they did their due diligence, they knew the guy was there, and they totally vanished. Probably fell off the mound, went into the river. So that's what it means, Messina Api Baskol, okay? But the requirement the Aruch Lanier adds on to identify that it was the Brisa is because you might have just said, oh, the Brisa says Ein Messin, right? It says Ein Messin. You know why you think Ein Messin? Because we don't pay attention to Baskols. You understand what I'm saying? I want you to get that down, Avram. If you find a Brisa that says Ein Messin, I'll be Baskol, you know what I would think? I would think because we don't pay attention to Baskols. No. Tosus wants to point out, the Gemara points out, no. That's the Shita of Beis Shammai who we don't hold like. You follow me? If you dig up a price that says Ein Messin Avli Baskol, you know what I would have said? What would I have said if you find a price that says Ein Messin? Al Pi Baskol. I would say no, ignore it. Because why Ein Mashkichim Baskol? That's why I would say if you found a price like that, Lamaisa, that says that, I would ignore the price and say we don't follow any price that came out, Lamaisa, that says that. Ein Messin Al Pi Baskol. Why do we say Ein Messin Al Pi Baskol? Not that we ignore it, we follow it, but why do we follow it? Why would I follow it? If there's a brisa that comes out and says, Ein Messin Al Pi Baskol, I would say what? That brisa is saying, ignore the Baskol. That's why I would say, follow that brisa. So the Gemara wants to point out, that brisa is Beis Shammai. No, don't follow that brisa. That's the whole kunz of the Tosfos. The Chiddush is, what the Gemara says over there, is exactly that answer. That I want you to know that brisa that says Ein Messin, we don't trust. We don't hold that brisa. We hold Messin. And that's why the Gemara had to identify that anyone who holds that shita must be Beis Shammai, which we discount. Because if you wouldn't have said it's Beis Shammai, you know what you would have thought maybe? It's Rabbi Yeshua who says you don't listen to Baskols. That's why it says Ein Messin Baskol. That means you're following that brisa. So we want to make sure we don't follow that brisa. We want to identify it as Beis Shammai, and we do say Messin Api Baskol. You understand what I'm saying, Adam?
Don't we hold that we don't listen to
Baskol?
So we're saying that.
No, what did Basil say? Basil says Messin Api Baskol. That's Basil's opinion. Messin, we do marry.
So what does he say about Lobashmai?
So what do we say? We gave two answers. Either that what? It's Magal the Metzias, we can trust the Baskol. We only distrust the Baskol when it's telling us how to paskin. And number two is the Baskol is a human thing. You follow me? But Tosa's whole point is that if you dig up a Bryce that says what? If you dig up a brisa that says, Ein Messin Al Pi Baskol, yes? I want you to know that's Beis Shammai. We don't hold like that. We hold Messin. But if you did not have the Gemara say that if you dug up a brisa that identified as Beis Shammai, I would say, you know why Ein Messin Al Pi Baskol? I would follow that brisa. Why would I follow that brisa? Because generally we don't know what? We shouldn't follow Baskol. So we discount that fancy chiluk that we said. I would say in general we don't hold like Baskol. So follow that brisa. So the Gemara is saying, no, we do not follow that price. That price is Beis Shammai, and we don't hold like Beis Shammai. Done.
What is the
You're not allowed to get remarried through a bas kol. That's Beis Shammai. We hold Beis Din, you are allowed to get married through a bas kol. You are allowed to.
So we know that you're allowed to through those two.
We said two fancy svaras. But I'm saying we identify if any brisa ever surfaces that says ein misin al pi bas kol, that's ushita, Beis Shammai, which we don't hold like. But if the Gemara did not do that, what would I have said ein misin al pi bas kol meant? I would have followed that, Adam, and why? Because I would have said that's a Yeshua's general shita b'mitzvah duntes lo b'shamayim, that you ignore bas kols, and I would follow the din ein misin al pi bas kol, and I wouldn't say are too fancy chalukim. You follow me? That's the chiddush of this Torah. That's what the Aruch Lanier says in the end of Yevamos. Okay, you got it. You got it, Avram. That's the chiddush. Okay, very good. That comes out to be an interesting what? Interesting chiddush halacha lamaisa. Okay. Now Tosfos asks the Kashi. He says, why does Yehuda need to identify Beis Shammai? Argues halacha like Beis Hillel, because lamaisa, if you find a brisa, we'll know it's Beis Shammai. Won't rely on it. Okay. And we also the Ritva adds on an Erevin. Shenada, we should know. Shein elu atanayim cholkim b'das besol. No one argues with besol. You should know that everyone agrees besol holds machnisin demai to what machilin demai lachnasoy and to anim. No problem. No one should think that there's a machlekes what besol held. That's what the Ritva adds on there. A beautiful pshat. Okay. Fine. Let's get to the following now. Okay, I want you to get this. Let's get to the following. There is a possibility. And I want you to get this in the Rishonim, halacha lamaisa. Okay, let's get this down. There's another mahalach now. I think it's the fourth mahalach now. We mentioned yesterday that you have to own the matzah, correct? We mentioned yesterday you have to own the matzah. So we said that the Rosh said if you have stolen matzah, you're not yotze because you didn't own it. We didn't mention yesterday the Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi say in Masechet Shabbos, that famous Yerushalmi they mentioned many times this semester? They are not yotze with stolen matzah because why? It's a mitzvah ba' baveri. And in the Bavli, we never mention a psul gzula by matzah. Never does it mention it once in the Bavli. So the Ritva says the following. I want you to get this. The Ritva says it's not a mitzvah ba' baveri because when you eat the matzah, you do a shinui. You bit it. So you do a shinui in it. So therefore what? You're a kohen already through shinui maisa. So therefore when you swallow it, it's already yours. Mitzvah ba' baveri, according to the Ri and the Ritva, does not continue after what? After you made a kinyan. Remember that? Remember we had that machlokes re Rabbeinu Tam? The Rabbeinu Tam said mitzvah bavera continued, maybe even to another guy we said. We had a machlokes in the Orchos Chaim and the Ramban, remember that? So it's very possible to say the mice, that's why you don't say mitzvah bavera by matzah. Because when you chew it, you're konet, b'shiri maisa, and you don't say mitzvah bavera afterwards. It's an interesting chiddush. You're not going to say a problem of mitzvah she'ula. What about borrowing matzah? Because no one borrows matzah. If he gives it to you, you know it's yours. You know, it's like you borrow money. That money's yours now. But the bottom line is, as I said, the Rambam Paskin say you're not yotze with matzah gzula. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, that's what it says. What simen? Let's get it down. What simen is it? The Rambam says it's in simen tofnun dalet sif dalet. The Rambam says, beferish, that it's a problem of stolen matzah. You're not yotze with stolen matzah. Why are you not yotze with stolen matzah? So I want you to get this down. You're not yotze with stolen matzah. See, if I steal the wheat, and I steal the flour, and then I bake matzah, I'm definitely yotze. That's a shinui. But if I steal matzah straight up, he says I'm not yotze. Why not? Why don't you say like the Ritva? So the Bir Halacha says the following answer. I want you to get this. He says it's still considered a b'shas mitzvah b'avera. Because can you swallow matzah? Are you yotze with swallowed matzah? Yes. Because you don't need to taste it. Mara, you need to taste. Bala mara, not yotze. Bala matzah, yotze. So since, even though I physically chewed it, but since I don't need to chew it, I could just swallow it, mitzvah baba avera continues, and it's considered to be a problem, that's why it's considered a mitzvah baba avera, even though I'm really not doing an isra at that time, because I already chewed it. But the answer is I don't need to chew. You follow me? So that's a chiddush that the Mabir Halacha wants to be mazmer the Machaber. That the Machaber says in that case it's a mitzvah babaver. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush, very big chiddush. Because according to the Ritva, you would not say it's a mitzvah babaver. Very interesting. Yes, Avram, what do you say?
When, if somebody takes a piece of matzah and puts it in their mouth and then they take it out, if somebody else, or if they left it out and then they wanted to eat it later, they have to wash on it?
I mean, is it still lechem or not?
Yeah. They just, like,
that's a good question. Why? What are you trying to say?
Because even
is that a real shino, you mean?
If you don't chew it, by right. putting it in your mouth, shouldn't that be a shino? Because now, if you were to take it out, you wouldn't wash on it. So before you swallow it, you already have done a shino by having it in your mouth.
No, but it's still tzuris alechem. I think you'd have to rewash, yeah. Still retains suras alechem, only unless you chew it up. So that's the chiddush you want to suggest. Okay. Fifth mahalach now. Yeah, quickly, Avram, go ahead.
I'm confused how we can even have the havamina that by chewing it, it would be a shinui, because, like, isn't the second you put it in your mouth, before you even start chewing, it's like, it's still stolen, isn't it?
No, but when I do a shinui, I remember I cone it.
But I'm saying before you even chew it, how is there a havamina that by chewing it, that constitutes a shinui in your
konah? It is a shinui. It's not a havamina. It is a shinui. I'm konah. I did a shinui to a stolen object.
But before you start chewing it, once you put it in your mouth, isn't that stolen?
No. Because, again, remember we said if I steal an object, do a shinui on it, it becomes mine. That's exactly what I did.
Before
who cares you... before? The mitzvah is to eat it. So do I say mitzvah above aveira on my eating? So when I my process before I swallowed it, I changed it. So I was konah the object before I changed it. Right? Before I was Yotzei the Mitzvah, I changed the object. That's the Chiddush.
The point when you put it in your mouth, it's not considered stolen before you start chewing it?
Once I change the item. Remember we said, what's Shinui Maisa? You steal an object, you change it. Then I'm koning the object. Kinyan Ixela, come in. Once I say Kinyan Ixela, I don't say Mitzvah Babayera after that. That's the Sheet of the Re. You understand what I'm saying? I don't see why you're what are you bothered by?
I'm just bothered by the fact
I
that
steal his matzah, I put it in my mouth.
By chewing something, you can cone it.
That's a shinui. It's like taking stealing wheat and grinding it up. It's like stealing flour and baking it. I'm changing it. Okay? All right, very good. Next mahalach, lemaisa. Now, the Gemara brought up, according to Rav Asi, all three topics what? Apply. Isa, challah, what else? Matzah, and esrog. But the Gemara quoted a brisa. It was a brisa, right? Isa, the Bryce only had challah. So how do we learn that? Is it only by challah, or do we say they argue by all three, or is it only by challah? So what were we bothered by? I want to bring up. The Rishonim are bothered by, what's the din? An esrog of shutfin, what's the din? Esrog of shutfin is possible mitzvah. But Isa of shutfin is chayv and challah. What's the difference between the two? So the Rashbam writes, because if it said it creates hadarchem, then an esrog of shutfin would have been good. Because it says ariso sechem. So since it says arisoseich machir chayv and chalav partners, but it doesn't say that by esrog. So by esrog of shutfin is bad. Since it says lachem shutfin are bad, it's got to be all yours esrog. The chiddush yara'ah says the lashon of arisoseichem is trei arisos. It's coming to include even what? Even isha shutfin. It's coming to include even isha shutfin. It's coming to include even isha shutfin. So therefore, the Chiddush Yara'ah says, it says it two times, Isha Shutfin. But I want to point out to you the following. It is possible to suggest the Rabbeinu Hananel. What do we say the Rabbeinu Hananel said? Rabbeinu Hananel says that maybe you could say the suffix was what? Maybe you could say the suffix was, were the Mekabel the what? Did the Gzera Shava exist or not? You remember who said that? Possible to say that that's considered to be the Shaila, Halacha L'maisa. Remember we said that for the Rabbeinu Hananel. Please get that down. Rabbeinu Hananel Himsochim learns up in the Iflik Bahai. The Iflik Bahai leaves it as a suffix. The Shail is, we said that Lachem is what? We said there's a Gzeres Shava that puts Lachem together. So what should be, you know, it should be a double portion. So what are you worried about in this suffix? So he said it's not so portion, Lamaisa. You could say that he was Mistapek. Rabbeinu Hananel Himsochim says maybe what? Maybe they didn't have the Gzeres Shava of Lachem. Okay, so I want you to get that down. Maybe they didn't have the Gzeres Shava of Lachem. It's interesting. Maybe that's what you could say the pshat was, Halacha L'maisa. They didn't have that what? They didn't have that suffix that we can assume Halacha L'maisa, you know, comes out from there. That's an interesting din. Okay? Rabbeinu Hananel Himsochim says the suffix b'matzah is that we're Dairish. Are we Dairish the Gzeres Shava Lechem Lechem Echala? Because we said that what? What was the second side? Box in Chala and put Matzah and Esrog on the other side. But put Matzah with what? Put Matzah with Esrog. right? Put matzah with esrog. That's the kasha that we asked. So Rav Avraham in Ahar says the gzereshava of matzaskim is good, but it doesn't say it twice. That's why matzah is not in the box of challah. But Rabbi Chananel said a little differently in Pesachim. What did he say? The sovya matzah are redorish the gzereshava lechem lechem echal. It's not so pashut. Maybe they didn't have the mesorah. So I want you to get those two biurim as to what the other side of the suffix was. Okay? Two biurim as to what the other side of the suffix was. Okay, good. Okay, this leads us to the following now. I want you guys to get this. It's very interesting. We got to get to now the dinim of the Tum of Itara. Fascinating dinim. Then we got to get to the Tosis. Let's get this, guys. Rabbi Nechananel, what did we say Makshira meant yesterday? Your Makshira, the Makabal Tumah. Miri said actually your Matamin. Remember we had the two Pshatim? But there's Rabbi Nechananel, I want you to get down. Rabbi Nechananel says in Sukkah, you made it into a Kli. What do you mean you make it into a Kli? When you make something into a Kli, says the Dovid Misharm, the Jabina Rav, it's Masbir. You know how you make it into a Kli? You're Masakin Mana. Because now it can be Makabal Tumah. Anything that can be Makabal Tumah becomes a Kli. That's what he wanted to tie in. It's Tikkun Monet. So he says, Rabbeinu Chananel, Lamaisa might mean like Rashi, but he was bothered by this. No, the Bialim don't want it. The Bialim don't want to what? Makshir the Esrog. So what's the answer? Rabbeinu Chananel says it becomes a Kli. The fact that water comes out, it becomes beautiful. The water makes the Esrog look nice. And obviously every Bialim wants the Esrog to look good. And therefore, that's the reason why we ask the Esrog. Because it's Makshir the Truma. Becomes a Kli. You follow me? It becomes beautiful. That's Rabbi Nechananel's take. Okay? Because why else? Maybe the guy, let's get to that now as long as we mention it. Listen to this. The Minchas Chinuch of Mitzvahs Kuf Samech asks, amazing Kasha. Listen to what he says. The Minchas Chinuch asks Avram, you got this? How are you Makshir and Esrog of Maisha Sheni? You need Das Bailim. The Bailim have to want it. Maisha Sheni is Mama Gavoa. It's a great Kasha. Maisha Sheni is Mama Gavoa. So you need Das Bailim, but they're not the Bailim. Gavol is the Bailim. So how can you tell me, Maisha Sheni, you're Makshira, and I'm at base? So an amazing answer I saw in the Klei Chemda. Klei Chemda is a Pilpul Sefer on Chumash. It's a great gong. You know what he answers? He says, even according to the Mandamar, Maisha Sheni is Mom and Gavoa. Even according to the Mandamar, Maisha Sheni is Mom and Gavoa. Yes? Even according to that Mount Dumber, the Maisha Sheni is Mom and Gavoa, Heksher works Bebailim. What do you mean Heksher works Bebailim? Just like, remember, we developed according to the Rav, there's quasi Bailim vis a vis Hefter Achilu, there's also quasi Bailim vis a vis Heksher. And it's like you're a Shutuf. So therefore, we consider you to be Bailim enough in order to register that it's a mandate of Tumah. In fact, the Chazanish says you don't really need Das Bailim. Das of an apitropis or a gizbar is enough. Chazanish writes in Machshir and Siman Aleph Sifkat Yud Beis. So he wants to say that it's like quasi bilus. That's one answer he gives. But listen to this other answer that he gives, based on the Avnei Miluim and the Tshuva Siman Chaf. Listen to this: an esrog of truma is mukshir. Yes, an esrog of truma is mukshir. But there's no nevus labailim. No one wants the water on the truma, right? Remember Rashi said Lamaisa that the water falls on it? So what's the answer? It's a great kasha. You should have said you want the water on the agudal. You don't want the water. Hayal Rashi, the water's on the esrog, right? Shouldn't have said the water's going on the aguda. You don't want the water on the what? On the esrog. So where's the nechusa? So you know what the answer is? If the beginning of the process is in the will of the bailim, even b'davar achra, the bailim don't have ratzon, as long as you wanted water on the item, it spreads from the Ratzon to the Lulav, is good enough. Even though the Bailim don't want the water to touch the Esrog, I don't care. As long as I wanted the water to travel to the Lulav, that Heksher can continue on to the Esrog, because you had somewhat Dais Bailim. And therefore, says the Kli Chemda, you had original Dais Bailim, you wanted the water to fall on the Lulav, I don't care if the water falls on the Esrog later, you had no Das, it's enough as long as the Das traveled on one Hefsa. Isn't that an amazing answer? I thought that was an amazing answer. Nope. It's enough to have Das on that. So the Shabrina Rav gives a different teretz. You know what his teretz is? Please get it down. Mashkin that are Tmeim are Machshir Metamin, even Shalol Das Bailim. Your hands are a Sheni, we learned yesterday. If your hands are a Sheni, it's Metamin the Mayim. So since it's Metamin the Mayim, you're Metamin the Mayim, it's Metamin the Esrog. Yes? The water was tmeim, it's machshir mitamim is esra. Okay? You mitam of the mayim, mitam of the esra. So he comes out with a tremendous chiddush. You don't need rotzon bialim if it's mayim, if the mayim, machshir or tmeim. When we talked about yesterday, Yad Shachatam, that was in order to makabel what? That was all to get ready for the makabel tumah. But if the water itself is already tamei, it's mitame automatically. You don't need rotzon bialim. You're daim or tamei. Then he gives another answer, which I thought was remarkable. And he says that, you know what the pshat is? Even though you didn't want the water to go on the what? Esrog. Yes? If you do a maisen or totsah that comes out of heksher, even if you don't want the heksher, it's like nichole. Since pshat netila, you want him in the chabad esrog with the lulav, it's like nichole. That the water is going to fall on the lulav to the esrog. So if you make a maisen and totsah as heksher, even if you don't want the heksher lemaisa, you're still Nicholai, okay? Because you did the Maisa Totsam Imenu is a Heksher. You did the Maisa. So even though you wanted the Maisa, but the Totsam, you didn't want the water to go to Heksher, it doesn't make a difference. That's what he wants at Taina. Plus the fact he writes in Chelek Gimel Simon Chavches, Os Aleph, he says, Echshash, that water will fall with the Heksher with the Lulav and the Mayim, Das Balam's Rak Behechshur the Memele. Okay? The Echshash is Behechshur Shiavo Biadayim Esa Esrog, Himalu of the mind. That you're going to do it a meisen. Das Bailam you only need on Heksher. What's Heksher? The Memela? It falls on by itself. So to make the water falling on by itself from Shamayim on your fruits only works if you have Das to prop it up because it was Memela. But if you do a meisen Be'adam, you don't need Das Bailam. It's like the mice itself is enough. That's the answer that he gives in another place at Dovah Mishar. You follow me? So that comes out of beautiful Teretz Lamaisen. This Pshat, Halach Lamaisen. So, based on all this, it could come out. I want you to get this. The Beis Yosef, you can prove from our Gemara, I thought it was very interesting. The Beis Yosef, Siman Tarf Reish and Aleph, says we never find in the Gemara that when you shake the lulav and esrog, you have to hold them together. Remember we pointed out that family, that you pointed out, Adam? The Riketani, that they're Shemus of Hashem, and that whole story with the dream? So the Kappas Tamora brings a riot from our very own Gemara. He says there is a Gemara, our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, Beferish, you're going to be Machshirit. How else are you Machshirit unless you hold it together? I thought it's a stunning raya. Bring me a raya from Shas, you have to hold the lulav and esrog together, Shas na'anuim, from the fact that it says Machshiru. Isn't that beautiful?
Says the water.
Yeah, because if you hold it like this, the water will fall. Isn't that a beautiful raya? So there is a Gemara in Shas. How would you slug up the raya? The Prima Gadim slugs it up by saying what? That Derek was the Mechabel lulav to the esrog. You don't have to do it. It's a Shash that it's going to happen. The Gemara's not saying you have to do it. So he slugged it up. Okay. Thought it was an interesting thing. I do want to mention to you Amiri and Shabbos. He says, even if the soldiers are rich guys, remember we mentioned that if since they're on their out of their house or an oni, since they're on the derech, but the Amiri says in Shabbos, the Kuchav Zayin of the Beis, that the only heter you use, you follow me, is you have no other crops. If you have enough food to give them, then you can give them the demai. But if you have other food, you can't give it to them. Amiri points that caveat out. Interesting. I thought that went well with the Rambam, that it's really usher for the anim, but it is a heter. But that's only a heter when you have no other choice. I thought that Miri felt well, went good with the Rambam that we mentioned. Okay. Let's go now, Lamaisa. I want to point out the following, okay? And then we got to get to the Tisus. It's getting late, Haver, okay? You got me? Tomorrow we chazer, Bezat Hashem, okay? Let's go. Whatever we chazer tomorrow, we'll be on the Bechina, okay? And Sunday, and then the Monday will be the... Okay, now we should be everything. But I want you guys to get this. The Rambam writes in the Perish of Mishnah, it's an amazing thing. It must have had a different Gerson. The Rambam writes, Avram, you with me? Get this down. Come on. The Rambam writes in the Perish of Mishnah, Avram, come on, let's go. The Rambam writes in the Perish of Mishnah, if you want to makdish all your property and become an ani. Isn't that interesting? Please get that down. He doesn't say mafker. He says makdish. He must have had a different Gerson than Gemara. If you're makdish all your property, you become an ani. So what's the big deal? Well, first of all, it's a big deal because it's a different garrison. But the Sfasemis makes a beautiful deal. He says, he was always very bothered by this notion of hefker. Because by hefker, shkoyach you're mafkerim. You can recone it right away. And then poof, you don't become an ani. You're an usher, then you're an ani. And then when you retake it, you become a what? You can rezoke it, no? It's not like you're permanently an ani. It's not like you got with chapter 11. So recone the whole thing. That's why he didn't like that girsa. Mashenka, when you're makdish something, can you go back on it? No, you're done. You're done. That's why the Rambam went with that girsa. Beautiful svasemis. Okay? The truth is, though, I thought you were going to point this out, Adam, in the Arach HaZaka, the Rambam did say mafker. So it's a steer from the Rambam, the Perish Mishnayis, to the Arach HaZaka. Whenever there's a steer, what do we normally assume? He was chozer bo, because he wrote the Perish Mishnayis when he was a young man. Okay? Yeah, real quick. Go ahead, Adam.
How does it work with being mafker or something? Does a person that's mafker have, like, first claim to be Rikona, or, like...
No, it's totally free. But so you still have... But if no one's around, I can still do it. It's not permanent.
But doesn't he have to do it in front of three people?
Okay, so those... But who says those three guys are interested? Still have the right to take it back.
It doesn't necessarily mean that you have...
I understand, but I have that right, though. Heck, this, you don't have that right. That's why I want to see the Gerson. Okay. Also, we should point out the Meiri. Please get it. The Meiri in Bracha says, why didn't the Gemara say that he could be Yotzebo because he could be Mafker's Peres Demai? Hefker's Potter from Meiser. Why didn't the Gemara say that he has to become a Hefker and Ani himself? Just Mafker the Peres from Meiser. Yes? You understand what I'm saying? There's Demai, just Mafker it. If something's Hefker, there's no Din Meiseris. What's the answer? Hefker only Potter from Meiser if you do it before it's Chayv and Meiser. Once it's Chayv and Meiser, Hefker doesn't pot you anymore. That's a beautiful answer. That's what the Miri says in Brachos and in Shabbos. Rabbeinu Manoach says, this type of Hefker doesn't pot you because you're playing games. Because you're going to go back and zoke it right away. So you're playing, you're faking it. You're Magaladati, you're not really Mafker at all. Here, you go ahead and you Mafker it, the next second you start hopping it and eating it. It's a joke. So therefore, Lamaisa, that's why when it came to Demai, they didn't bring up what? They didn't bring up Mafker the Paris. They meant to say you have to Mafker all the property, not just Mafker the Paris. You Mafker the Paris and you retake it, obviously, you know, you're not being Mafker the Paris. Okay, so that's an interesting chiddush I want you to get. Okay, let's get to the Taisus now. Okay? Let's get to the Taisus now, Avram. Okay? Let's read the Taisus inside. Guys, look inside. Don, are you with me? Let's finish up strong with the Taisus on the bottom of Lamed Hamed Aleph. Go ahead. Asya, Asya. Go ahead. Lamed Hamed Aleph. Asya, Asya. You ready, Donnie? Go ahead. Look inside. Avram, read.
Asya, Lechem, Lechem. Came of the Perakosha.
So what's the Gemara say over there? We learned it in Yisrael. This is the reason why you're not yotzei matzah shetevel, because the only issa that can emanate from matzah is chametz. There's another issa thrown in. Forget about it. Go ahead. Tepuklei. What's the kasha? Matzah you have to own. Tevel is not yours, because Tos assumes Tevel is what? Tevel is Aser Ba'ano. Go ahead. Can you move Hacha? Gabi what?
Gabi Aser. The Arkan locally be Shammai Beisel of the Demai. We should be. Play Makar, let us say, Bahaba, Gabi Ani, Bahadu.
Notice the Machlok is only by what? Demai. Afa what? That it's what? That it's Aser Ba'ano and it's not yours. So why does Gemara have to come out of this fancy Drasha? Just say it's not yours. Where does Rashi say that Tevel is Mutar Ba'ano? Please get that down. I gave you the Rashi earlier. I told man the boy up there on the Laman Aleph. Man the boy did man the boy had to Maksha Esrik shall tell us umutter bahana on Laman Ham and Aleph. Avram, underline that. Rashi clearly argues on that.
Well, that was only in the.
Doesn't make a difference. It said beferish that it one requires din mamon. It said Esrik shall tevel is kosher, like the Ramban Shita. Remember I told you the Ramban Shita? Why the Ramban say Tevel is good? Because you can mafishim as a maishas. That's smack against Taisus. So get this down. The Marsha says, I don't understand. Isn't it a mafurish in the Mishnah that Tevel's puzzle? Because they only argue by Demai, but by Tevel and Rebiz's puzzle. So like Taisus said. So what's the Marsha say? No. The Gemara wanted to ask better from what Truma Tmeya, which is mafurish in the Mishnah. That's one answer. But you know what the other answer, you know what the other answer the Marsha says? Rashi holds like the Ramban. That Tevel's kacha lotzis bo. Why is Tevel Kasher Latzis Bo? Why is Tevel Kasher Latzis Bo? Exactly. And what's the Machlokas in the Mishnah? Get this down. Truma Tmeya Shal Demai. The Machlokas in the Mishnah in Beishai Mitzvah is Truma Tmeya of Demai. Special Truma Tmeya. Interesting. Because Tosas brought a riot, they only argue about Demai. But Tevel Vada even agrees it's possible. No. It's the Tevel was Yotze. Was Truma Tmeya of Demai. That's the Ukimta in the Mishnah. That's they wanted, that's how the Ramban would say. That's what the Ramban would say, Allah Lamaisa. It comes out very interestingly. You understand the significance of that? Truma Tmeya of Demai. That means you're not going to be able to even eat it anyway. You're going to have to burn it. Truma Tmeya, it was Tamei, and then it got mixed. We don't know whether it did Mysis or not. Truma Tmeya of Demai.
Is it Truma, or is it...
What do you mean? It's Truma, it's Tuma Tmeya of Demai. They're a Mafresh to Truma. It was Tamei, became Tamei. And we don't know about the Mysis, but the whole thing was Tamei.
The Truma is perfectly fine.
What do you mean it's perfectly fine? You have to burn it.
It's
That's what they're arguing about.
What is it? It doesn't matter if it was from the Demai, only took place after the Amayars were already Mafresh.
So what is it? What's the problem? I don't understand what the problem is.
What do you mean?
You have Truma Tahora, right? So Demai is that what? Demai is, we know Truma was taken off. We don't know if Mysis was taken off. So I have this pile of oranges. I know Truma's taken off. I don't know if Mysis was. Well, let's say the Truma is not, it's Truma was Tmeya now. It's Truma Tmeya.
It's already completely separated. The Truma has nothing to do with the
Demai
now.
It's all mixed together.
Now
it's all mixed together. It wasn't separated out. I took a whole bunch of things on Mafresh. Some of it will be for Truma, some might reach, some might. The whole thing became Tumah. Dead rat fell on all of it. So Truma Tmeya of Demai is a Machlaikis.
That would just be Tevel.
No one, it was Mafresh already. It was just Tmeya. It was just Tmeya.
You weren't actually Mafresh to Truma.
You were Mafresh to Truma. You were Mafresh to Truma.
Why is it mixed in with the Demai now? It got mixed in
afterwards? No. Again, you have Tevel. We got to finish up the Tisis. You have Tevel, I'm Mafresh. Everything off. So as I did that, Lamaisu was Truma of the Maya of Truma Tmeya.
The Truma has no halos on the Demai.
What I'm saying to you is that it was Truma Tmeya, Lamaisu. So it was Truma, the whole thing was Truma Tmeya. When I was Mafra's the whole thing, a dead rat fed on all everything. It's not talking about what Truma Torah. So you can't make a diuk of Tysus where Tysus says that they're only arguing about Demai, but Tevel Kuliamo Moda that it's possible. The only thing they're arguing about is Truma Tmeya of Demai. They're not talking about anything else. That's the chiluk. That's the nafkamina. Finish up the taisis. Go ahead. What's the answer? So what does it say when the brothers what? Tfusis of bias is what? For the brothers distribute the Yerusha. Right? So read the Yeshlomer again. Yeshlomer to what? Vidomi. So you see that what? They all have a hand in it before the distribution, as long as the brothers allow it. That's about Agave what? So you eat a lot of Kzesim, so some of it's going to be mine. Mehai Taima. How can there be a Chiyuv Chal if you haven't done Trumas and Mises? Bavare Iri. The Myri. So there's 43.5 ounces. The Perak what?
The Perak
beautiful, right? It says Beferish Isa Shutvin, and therefore what's it din? Vod, it says what? Says it's considered Isa Shushutvin Schaiv. So what's Toys' answer? What was Toys' kasha? Why do you have to come up with a fancy drush or dance or shul tevel? It's a problem. Why can't you say tevel's asar bana and therefore it's not lachem? We already point out that Rashi and Raman said tevel's mutta bana, right? Remember we said that? Tevel's mutta bana, and that's tevel's also what? Tevel yikimafish shumas amaisis. So according to Raman, it's fine. Yes? According to the Rabban, it's fine. Now, it could be that whole discussion we had whether Tevel is because there's Truma inside of it or not. That might be like Abi Isra Shabbat. This is talking about Dini Mamanus Lachem. You follow what I'm saying? Remember we talked about there's a Machlech Rashi and Tetz Nivamus Svi? Why is Tevel a problem? It's because of the Truma inside or you create it new. That's like Abi maybe Isra. This is talking about Bilus. So maybe everyone would agree with what Tetz is saying. So what's the answer? The answer is that when you deal with what? The Tevel case, not a problem of Bilus because there's enough stuff. So the reason why it's a problem is because of the fancy drasha. And what about by challah? If you have enough wheat, then your chayv and challah, Shumas Meiser could even be partners. Without the chelik the coin, if I have 43 and a fifth, then I'm chayv. Yes? So that comes out to be what? Comes out to be the chiddush of Tosis, that what? That you have bilus on it. See, what's the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosis in that machlokes? Why is Tevel Usser?
Because
either because of the truma inside or because of what? Or is it created new? You know what the nafkamina would be? Nafkamina was Israel Chiyuv Misa and Maisrani. Tais has a suffix in Yavamus. Let's say Maisr that you haven't taken off Maisr on Tevel. Are you Chayiv Misa on that? The only way you can be Chayiv Misa on that is what? Is if there's truma inside of it. Because the only time you Chayiv Misa is because of truma. But if you say that what? That the whole Chiyuv Misa is created what? The reason why you're Chayiv Misa is because why? Tevel's a separate Isser. Then you're not going to be Chayiv Misa. You follow me? The only reason why you're going to be Chayiv Misa, see, why is Tevel Chayiv Misa? Is it because of the Truman side? Or is it because of the separate Isser of Tevel? So the nafkamina is, Suffolk would be Meiser Ani, that wasn't taken off. If you eat Meiser Ani that wasn't taken off, it's Tevel or Meiser Ani, meaning Meiser, are you Chayiv Misa or not? So if you tell me the reason why Tevel's Chayiv Misa is because of the Truman side of it, but I already was Mafis to Truma, so I wouldn't be Chayiv Misa. But if you tell me that what? Tevel's Chayiv Misa because of a separate Isser, then there's still the separate Isser and you would be Chayiv Misa. You follow what I'm saying? But I'm saying that might remain to the Isser and it would not apply to what? To the Dini Mamonis at all. Might not apply to the Dini Mamonis at all. So the Ramban basically is saying, Lamaisa, that it's kosher and the whole Machlis B'Shem Yisrael is considered to be Truma Tmei Shel Damai. Truma Tmei Shel Damai solves the whole issue, Lamaisa. Is that considered to be what? Is that considered to be kosher or not, truma tmeya shel demai? Because what do we say? What's the machlokes in the Mishnah? Can it be mafka or not? So what does Beis Shammai hold? You can't be mafka. What did Beis Hillel say? You give it to the anim. How can you give it to the anim? What would you say, truma tmeya shel demai? Can they get what?
Nothing.
Can they get hanah from it? But I thought only kohanim could get hanah from it. What does truma tmeya shel demai mean? That's what Avram's asking. Okay? What does that mean, Truma Tmeya Shel Damai? I don't understand why you can't envision such a case of Truma Tmeya Shel Damai.
The Truma is completely separated from the Damai, or it's not, and it's not Damai.
We said that Damai is that Truma was taken off. You don't know if the Maestros were taken off a certain item. Yes?
Yeah.
So when I say Truma Tmeya of Damai, what does that mean?
Truma that was already taken off?
No, I'm talking about maybe Truma Tmeya. I'm not sure whether I took that off or not.
Then it's not demai.
That's a special type of demai. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm calling. That's what truma tmeya shel demai might be. So that's the chiddush. Okay, we have to think about it some more. So tomorrow we start chazara, and Sunday we have chazara. It's going to be Monday morning. Okay, let's have mincha. Okay, let's have mincha. Daniel, not for the oven. Let's go.